Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, make sure you check out the video of today's show. We do that all over the place every day with each show on YouTube and Spotify and wherever else you do that, because Riggins is not wearing a hat today, and he has the most beautiful, luxurious head of hair. And every time he doesn't wear a hat, which is rare, I just sit in awe of the fact that he wants to cover that hair up all the time. Yeah. And I equate it, being a person who's lost their hair, who the Jesus took my hair, to someone who can walk perfectly fine, but decides to go around on crutches.
Totally.
Not quite the same.
It's to me, it is. Yes. What a blessing that is. And you just don't appreciate it, waste it.
I hide my lighter under a bushel.
Just throw a hat on all the time. And then today is the first time, Lindsay, that I found out that it was a traumatic experience from his childhood that made him where he doesn't want to fix his hair.
Yeah.
And he wants to cover up his hair.
Do you believe that?
Well, he's always talked about how rough his dad was when the three boys would stand there and he'd come by and comb their hair.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I didn't know it scarred him to that point where he doesn't ever want to fix his pretty hair.
Yeah, you didn't know that it was that traumatic.
Have you told your dad that he's ruined you?
Yeah, he did. You know what? He would sit, he'd sit us all in the fireplace, me and my two brothers, and that was his only job, handling the kids, was fixing our hair. And he would squeeze us by the face real tight, right around our jaw, and take a, old school comb and just drag it across our little baby heads for like a little side part. And I remember just like, oh, Dad, here he goes again. It's like taking a metal rake across your head. So I was like, oh, I'm never going to do my hair. And and then as you get a little bit older, you realize you have to. So, yeah. And then I grew it long, so I wouldn't have to do my hair. So I've always found ways to get around fixing my hair.
Yeah, there have been a few times in my son's life when I really wanted to get a DNA test, a paternity test going to make sure that I'm his dad. And one of those is the fact that he just refuses to put products in his hair. And he's got really, really good hair. Yeah, and he won't put the effort into it.
Well, exactly. It's a pain. It's annoying. But you have to if you want to wear your hair out.
Yeah, but he would rather go around with it not looking its best to keep from having to put product in it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Man. When I had hair, if you could have rigged it up where every time I walked under a door frame, it sprayed gel and hairspray in it, I would have done it. It's been like, whatever's got to make it look good. If I would have known then that I wasn't going to have it one day, that the Jesus was going to take it away from me, there never would have been a day that I wore a hat, even playing baseball. I would have said, I'm not playing. I'm not on the team. I'm not playing football either because I'm not covering up my hair with a helmet or a hat. ever.
Cover up this.
Yeah.
What does Kyle do with his hair? He's got products in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he for work has to.
Yeah.
He can't wear a hat.
Does he have that whole big where it's curly in the front and really long and down on his face and then shaved up around the side like the teenagers do?
No, I don't love that look, but.
Yeah, the llama.
Yeah.
He just got a nice little comb over, just like like an old man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a high comb over.
It's an attractive old man.
Yeah.
It looks good for his age.
Yeah.
Sure.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico Socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico Socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico Socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I think I accidentally took a Ambien this morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's what I feel like. I feel like I do. I really didn't know. My snore machine was messing up last night for some reason. It was making a sound, and I had to whomp it on the side a couple of times.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You just hit it.
Right. Just gave it a good whomp. Riggins found this this old commercial from the 80s. It's for a weight loss clinic, and it's just the very first part of it where the woman is standing in the kitchen, and then her husband walks in, and you can tell that he just got home from work. He's wearing a tie with his suit coat over his shoulder, holding it with his thumb, and he comes up and hugs her. This is the audio of that commercial. So here it is.
You know, honey, it's really nice coming home to a slender wife again.
Thank you, weight loss clinic.
You know, honey, it's very good coming home to a slender wife again. Thanks, weight loss clinic.
Hmm. Two slams in there.
What's wrong with that? I know it's from the 80s. It's old, and everybody sees it now like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
That she's slender again. I don't know. It just, it doesn't come across the same way.
But
it's the way he's says it probably, but it's catchy for a weight loss clinic.
But no, I mean, just from the thought of other women seeing that now and other men thinking, I can't believe he said it was a compliment. She set out the goal to be more slender or slender again. I just don't understand why that's so awful for him to say that. It's the same as if he said, wow, you're really looking good. I like coming home to you. Looking all good since she lost that weight or whatever.
What he's saying again, like there was a time when you.
Yeah. You got a little sloppy. That's the implication.
But did she not? Does she not think she had gotten overweight?
I don't know.
She had to have to go join the weight loss clinic.
Maybe
she had had children, you know, all the things. I mean, yeah.
I'm just so glad you're not like that anymore. That's basically, you know, he's saying it without saying it.
But you know what? So is she.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was her goal, is to not be like that anymore.
Yeah.
So just because he comes in and says it, it's wrong?
Yeah, because women, I know the general attitude is guys shouldn't comment about a woman's weight, positive or negative. Just, it's not a topic guys should discuss.
Well, you see, though,
ever.
Riggins, the difference is I don't let anybody tell me what I can and can't say.
That is true.
Whether it's a woman or whether it's a man or whether it's somebody's kid dog barking at me. And nobody going to tell me what I can say and can't say, especially when I mean it as a compliment and I don't mean anything by just because society has told women that that's a bad thing for men to say anything about their weight, positive or negative. I don't follow society's rules. Y'all know that.
No, you don't.
I know that.
You
don't. And overall, though, in all seriousness, wasn't the world so much better when it wasn't as touchy as it is now?
Yeah, probably.
Not even being able to say, hey, you look great.
Yeah.
You're slim again. I know that's what you wanted. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you're pretty again.
See, now that's where you need that.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So the Florida Gators won the college basketball national championship last night. Houston losing it, and it looked like in the last three possessions, just played terribly right there at the end of the game.
Well, great. I recorded it. I haven't seen it yet. So
the basketball game.
Yeah. Well, I had a spoiler alert. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, they
I had a 6-hour VHS tape rolling on it. It was still going this morning.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they ended up just losing it, and Florida is now the national champion.
Yeah.
So
they've been the basketball champions before.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for
them. But I have a hard time rooting for Florida in anything, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people were upset. They said, well, I mean, I guess it's good news that, even though Florida won, it's still great that Houston lost.
Yeah.
Like people just hated them both or something.
Yeah, and what – it comes down to, for me, all right, Florida's an SEC team, so as much as I don't like Florida because I'm an LSU fan.
Yeah.
You know, I go for the SEC.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like in like a little cult. I love it.
Right, and I root for, in situations like that, I would be rooting for Alabama even.
Really?
Yeah, just not ever rooting for them in football.
Right.
You know, because that's because of the whole rivalry between all the Alabama fans and me.
Yeah, right. That is true. Yeah. So even if they were playing for the college football national championship against like a Michigan or something, you still wouldn't root for Alabama?
No.
Really?
No. It's the only one.
That is.
And it used to be, I was so supportive of Alabama when LSU wasn't involved, but their fans just pushed me too far one day. I was like, okay, fine.
Can you trace it back to a specific event? Oh, really? Yeah.
That's I was at the beach on vacation. I posted a silly picture in the house when we got in from the beach, and I was wearing an LSU old T-shirt that had the sleeves cut out of it that I just worn to the beach. Uh-huh. And it was a silly picture with my father-in-law and me, and then all of the Alabama fans underneath it were commenting about, I hate that shirt. LSU sucks. Roll Tide.
Yeah.
I said, we're in the middle of the summer. We're not even playing. And then I just decided at that point that you can't reason with them. So – I said, all right. And I made this whole big post on Facebook that Alabama used to be my second favorite team because, you know, I lived in Alabama for a long time. It's my third home, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
Wow.
And I said, my second favorite team is War Eagle, Auburn.
Ooh,
so I go right for the throat. Yeah.
And they hate that.
Yeah. They hated that more.
Oh, dear.
Roll Tide just sounds stupid too. So,
Rob, don't get that started.
We're really getting into dangerous waters here. We'll just pivot to something else. It's National Empanada Day. So, if you want a great empanada, go visit Alexis and her husband on their food truck. They serve up a delicious empanada on a National Empanada Day. TJ tried his hand at some empanadas recently.
No, I didn't.
Oh, didn't you?
No, crawfish pies.
Oh, crawfish pies.
Yeah. It's like an empanada, but it's stuffed with like a crawfish etouffee kind of mixture.
Okay.
Yeah.
And wouldn't call it a empanada.
No more than they would call theirs a Spanish pie.
Okay, just asking. Let's get out of this entirely. We got more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ, remind me why you called yourself Mr. Hot Take yesterday on the show. What were we discussing where you said, you said something and Lindsay goes, oh, there's a hot take. And you said, that's me. I'm Mr. Hot Take. What was that?
I don't even remember.
Do you remember, Lindsay?
No, you know, Dory's not going to remember.
That's true. Yeah. Right. I don't know why I'm asking her.
I didn't even remember I was with y'all yesterday.
Well, TJ's full of hot takes. As you know, it shouldn't be surprising to you. He's got a lot of opinions about pretty much everything. Well, I've got a list of popular hot takes, and I want to see if Mr. Hot Take himself agrees or disagrees with these hot takes. Is that okay?
Well, and the disagreement may be the hot take.
Absolutely. And if you want to expand on any of these, feel free to do so. And if anybody else wants to jump in, like, TJ, you're way wrong, you're way right, feel free. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, please.
So, Mr. Hot Take, do you agree or disagree that love at first sight is real?
Disagree.
It's not.
No, because you don't know that person. You just look at them. You're in love with the way they look, and that's it.
Yeah.
Now, and you can fall in love really fast once you get to know them. I did.
Yes, you did.
With my wife. So, no, not at first sight, literally, no.
Yeah. Perfect. All right, Mr. Hot Take, do you agree or disagree? Being invisible would be better than being able to fly.
I agree.
You think?
Yeah.
It'd be more fun.
Yeah, and I mean, you may be able to fly to the bank, but you can't walk in there and get all the money out of it.
That's a good point. That's an excellent point. Mr. Hot Take, should pet food be as high quality as human food?
No.
People love their pets. Why not?
Well, I mean, because pets are not humans. They're not on the same level with humans. But then again, let me go back. If somebody is dumb enough to pay or has enough money they want to waste on buying an animal the same type of food that you buy for your family, then knock yourselves out.
Yeah, absolutely.
There he is. There's Mr. Hot Take.
There he is. There's the guy we know. I do love that commercial for Fresh Pet. He's like, it's not dog food. It's Fresh Pet. It's like, no, try serving that to your family. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, why are you giving us dog food? The most important subject in school is history. Mr. Hot Take, do you agree or disagree with that? History.
Disagree.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think is the most important subject in school?
English.
English. Okay.
And grammar, English, how to communicate.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. That's wonderful. Mr. Hot Take, agree or disagree? It's called dressing, not stuffing.
Two different things. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The dressing is more of a mushier consistency with chicken broth and all of that. Stuffing is just breadcrumbs inside of a turkey.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
One's better than the other. One, hands down, is better than the other.
Which one do you like?
The dressing.
You like dressing. Yeah,
because Southern food is better than any non-Southern food.
Oh, it breaks down Southern and Northern?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Mr. Hot Take, agree or disagree, the iPod was more significant than the moon landing?
I agree.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love that.
Uh-huh.
Bringing music.
Because how many people have been to the moon?
Right.
Four, five, six, maybe.
Maybe.
How many people got iPads, iPhones, iPods, all that?
Everybody.
Millions and millions and billions.
That's perfect. Mr. Hot Take strikes again. Love it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So there's something that on which I am torn emotionally here. You know, I hate vandalism and I hate graffiti and I hate Banksy graffitiing up people's businesses and stuff like that. Street art,
yeah,
where street art doesn't belong, that kind of thing. However, there's something going on in New York right now where there's a guy running around and putting Crocs on all of the statues. Like there are all these statues through New York, and he's made these Crocs for them that snap onto. So it's a little different for me on that one because it's not permanent. Whoever wants to, they can come by and just pop those things off and throw them away or whatever.
Right.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But it's still vandalism.
I guess so, probably. But it's fine.
But it reminded me, you know, I got tricked for about a minute on April Fool's Day. And I forgot to tell y'all about it.
Okay.
I was scrolling through the social medias, and I saw something that I said to my son. I said, boy, I have got to get these. One, because I love this product. Two, because nobody would ever see it outside of the house because I would only wear these in the house. And three, it would bug your mama.
That's the most important one sometimes. Yeah.
Can you see that, Riggins, what that is?
No.
It's Crocs that are... they look exactly like the Tony Sachery's Creole seasoning box.
Oh, is that what that logo is?
Yeah. It's a Tony Sachery's Creole seasoning on Crocs.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes.
So I start looking for them and all. And I said, there's no link in the story where you can buy them because usually it'll say, you know, shop now or whatever. And then after just a few seconds of searching, it hit me. Oh, this is probably an April Fool's joke.
Darn it. I said, don't believe anything you see on social media today. That's one of them. They should, though. Why not? That just makes sense.
Yeah. They'd probably be really expensive, though, if they were the actual Crocs.
Probably. Can you get custom Crocs, like with your own design? Because that would be a way.
I don't know.
Like M&Ms, you can make your own custom M&Ms. They might let you do that.
Yeah, but if I were going to do just a custom pair, I don't know if it would be Tony Sachery's, as much as I use that stuff and love it. I don't know. It'd probably maybe be a picture of my wife. Just like both of the shoes just look like my wife.
Please.
She would love that.
We'll sell those in the store. Jody Crocs? Are you kidding me? Yeah. We will sell those.
But I do wear Crocs at home as my house shoes.
Yeah,
my
sure.
My slippers.
Yeah.
And you know, house shoes, as my grandmother would say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although it's getting too hot for that.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Crocs are hot.
Yeah. Man, I'm still stuck on this Jody Crocs idea. We could have gibbets, like a little cell phone that you attach to the Jody Croc. I'm way into it. I'm invested now. Those big glasses, those reading glasses that she wears as a gibbet.
Yeah.
A cordless vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
Yes. Her heated blanket, her heated throw blanket, her bubble cuddle blanket pinned on it. That'd be so fun.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't have a bubble cuddle blanket.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, that's mine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She's not their number one endorser at Cozy Earth.
That is true.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, has any of y'all ever been in a job, you worked a job where you got yelled at all the time and it was just part of the job to get yelled at?
No.
No? I can't see you doing well with that.
Right? No.
Lindsay, I know you've had jobs where you did get yelled at by people, but it wasn't necessarily like if you were in that line of work that you would just expect to get yelled at. You were just working for people who were mean.
Right. Right.
So
yeah, that's accurate.
So they're put out a list of jobs that require a high tolerance for being yelled at, like customer service reps.
Oh,
especially if you work at a call center, you're gonna get people yelling all the time.
I bet.
Teachers. This says they get yelled at by kids and parents. Well, then you know teachers shouldn't be getting respectable teachers shouldn't be getting yelled at by the kids. Some of them need to be yelled at by anybody that could raise a voice. I've seen them on the internet. Members of the military, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Referees, cops.
Yeah, cops. That's got to be one of the number one.
yeah.
This is healthcare employees, like doctors, nurses, and even veterinarians, because emotions run high in crisis.
Yelling at your veterinarian?
Maybe, or either, you know, I can see if you're a surgeon and you're about to lose a patient and you just start yelling at I need this, I need that, yeah. I said give me this. You know, you see it on TV all the time.
Yeah. I bet nurses, give me my meds. Where's my meds?
Yeah.
I need to smoke a cigarette. They're probably getting yelled at more than anybody.
Yeah. When they hit the little intercom thing.
Yeah.
Pharmacists, same reason. Like, you know, your prescription has expired. You got to get them. I take this medicine every day. What's going to happen when I can't sleep tonight? And this just says social workers. I don't know what, I guess they get, you know, don't take my kids, whatever.
Yeah.
Gate agents at the airline.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that one.
And line cooks.
Yeah. I was thinking of Gordon Ramsay, like those young kids that are working there. Oh, you idiot sandwich. You know, yelling at people.
Yeah. And I guess they don't consider professional athletes in that. Because, I mean, I'm thinking they get yelled at, too.
Yeah.
Any coach you got to figure is going to be yelling at you.
Sure.
I would feel like that's the number one.
Yeah.
Like, go, go, go. They're constantly getting yelled at, you know? Mm-hmm.
Now, did your dance coaches and all that yell at you?
Not me personally, but as a group, of course. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. And that was probably worse because it was in the high woman voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men can't take that. Men can't take women yelling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why we'll do whatever it takes to stop it. Okay. Okay. Or just leave or whatever. Mm-hmm. Cause little boys, when you ever notice when their mamas yell at them, that's the worst thing. They'd rather just get a beating, just a whooping than have their mama yell at them in a high voice.
Yeah, Bronx will go, okay, like be quiet. Yeah,
see, he's only three.
Yeah.
That's insane.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Well, good news, Madonna and Elton John are back on speaking terms.
I heard about that.
She went to go see him at Saturday Night Live where he was a performer, and they met backstage and patched things up. I didn't realize they had a decades-long feud going on where he said she was awful and not a good musician and all these things.
Yeah.
Apparently, he really went in on her for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I remember something about it, but, I mean, I can't keep up with everything.
Right.
Brother Riggins.
Right.
But thank God.
Thank God, right?
They've gotten it all ironed out.
That's what, you know.
But, you know, he had a point.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, I wouldn't like the other one. I mean, I don't like either of them, but it is, you know, the Lent season, so it is about to.
He's a true artist, though, and that bugs true artists when someone can't really perform and thinks that they can.
Ooh.
Oh, you?
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, hot take.
There's hot take. Yeah, I don't doubt at all Madonna's talent. I mean, I think Madonna is a great talent, or was at one time before she, you know, started acting a fool.
Yep.
But if I got to pick which one I'm going to favor over the other, it's Elton John, hands down.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
personally, I would like him better, I think.
Maybe by a little bit, you know. So they're back on good terms. Lizzo is trending this morning because she opened up on a podcast and she said, I didn't lose weight because weight loss didn't happen with me. Because saying it's a loss, I gain so much by, she's calling it a weight release rather than, why are you laughing?
Oh man.
Rather than a loss, she said the weight that is no longer on me is not just fat or physical. I released so much to get to this point, and I think people can see that. I don't want to describe anything as loss. I'm not experiencing any loss. I've actually gained so much.
God. The narcissism of these people, just I'm amazed by it, even though I know it like the back of my hand, these celebrities. She is too important, too special, too good to just have weight loss like everybody else. She had it complete. She lost weight completely differently and better than a normal person.
Cause she gained.
She gained it. Yeah. She gained so much. So she's such a positive in, you know, person that she can't even imagine something being a loss in her life.
Yeah.
All you haters out there, you're not getting at me because I look at everything as a gain.
Yeah.
It's gain something from it.
It's a weight release. And that's what we're going to start. That's what I'm going to start calling it at least.
I love it.
I'm on a weight release journey. So I just thought, I love that story God, so much.
Stupid. I do too. That made my day.
And today is National Zoo Lovers Day. So if you enjoy going to the zoo, probably a perfect day to go do it here in early spring. So are you a zoo lover?
I love the zoo.
Yeah, I almost called you Ace. When was the last time you went to a zoo?
We went to the San Diego Zoo a few years ago.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Saw the pandas?
Yep. I sent you a picture from there.
That's right. Yeah.
I just don't like it when people call it zoology or a zoological park. Because it's not. It's zoology and a zoological park.
But that is true.
The only thing that keeps me from liking it to the fullest.
We've got more next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
The nerds are at it again. They brought back the direwolf. They have officially brought back the direwolf. The company Colossal Biosciences, it's a genetic engineering company, and they're the ones that have been in the press talking about wanting to bring back the woolly mammoth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now they've successfully created three direwolves. They haven't been around for 10,000 years, and they're keeping them hidden in a unknown location. However, they have released pictures. They're already 80 pounds. They're all white. They look like wolves. And they used a 70,000-year-old skull and a 13,000-year-old tooth and then extracted the DNA, put it all back together, and impregnated these domesticated dogs that gave birth to the direwolf. I think I have part of that right. Yeah. It's very nerdy stuff. But they brought back an animal.
But they don't even know if what the direwolf was. And they don't know that it died out 10,000 years ago. How do they know that? They don't know.
I don't know. But I'm I'm just trusting what I've been told from the internet. But it's in every major news publication today. These are what they look like. They look like white wolves. And they're still on track to bring back the woolly mammoth. But this is exactly what Jurassic Park was about. So Jurassic Park is trending. They played God, and then the animals, the dinosaurs killed everybody. So I don't know if this is a good idea, but this company said, we're not a nonprofit. We're not a foundation. We make products. So their intention is they want to make money with these things.
Okay. Well, but still, I mean, they don't have to go around pretending that they know what happened 10,000 years ago.
Maybe not. Right. I don't know how they figure that out. That's what they said though.
Yeah. It's a guess, if not a lie. At best, it's a guess.
Yeah. They also said they want to bring back the dodo bird.
Yeah.
And some kind of fish or something like that. I don't know. I think they're playing a dangerous game. They're playing God. And I don't know. Why don't you start off with something that can't kill you? A dire wolf? They're these huge wolves. I don't know. Is that something we need to bring back immediately?
Yeah. Or why don't you put that technology to something that benefits humans? And I know they'll say, well, this would benefit the environment so much to have the woolly mammoth and the dodo back and then this, that, and the other.
The woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're cute, though.
Yeah.
I guess. Up with something where you can make a sandwich out of a brick.
Yeah, right.
Feed the starving.
Right.
You know?
They want to make a lot of money. They have investors that include Tom Brady, Tiger Woods, Paris Hilton, and Peter Jackson, the director. Yeah. So they've got a lot of
brilliant minds.
Yeah, I mean,
you imagine known for their great minds.
Paris Hilton. I want to bring back the dodo bird.
I want a woolly mammoth.
I can hear him saying that. That actually kind of makes sense now that I hear Lindsay say it like that. Lindsay, what would you bring back? Could you bring back an extinct animal or would you create one? Like if you could clone your dog or something?
Oh, absolutely. I would clone my dog 100%.
You bring back
Teddy?
None
of these like crazy things like. No, bring back Teddy.
Yeah. What would you pay to bring back Teddy?
Oh, Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You would, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would.
I love that.
She don't love, tell my husband that.
Well, listen, he's going to have to find out sooner or later.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. When he gets the bill.
Maybe when he gets the bill.
Yeah, when I've drained his account.
Yeah. That could end up like a pet
cemetery. Tolls were crazy.
Yeah. Could be like a pet cemetery situation, though. It comes back and it's demonic and it kills her. Kills everybody. So
we'll see. It probably will.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, it just now hit me this late up in the morning why I'm a little lethargic today. Melissa, the lady that owns the place called Table and Twine, is one of our sponsors. She brought by their Easter brunch that they offer to be delivered and reheated and all that for us to try, so we know what to talk about on the show. And right before I went to bed last night, I ate a ton of Applewood smoked bacon. It's probably the best bacon I've ever had.
Ooh,
bagels. They had the lox and the capers and all of that. But I don't eat that. But everything else was like giant cinnamon rolls with this almond icing that you poured over or put on. What else was it? Spinach and Gruyere quiche.
Ooh,
all of this stuff. I'm having to eat it for work.
Yeah,
you know, because we had to take pictures of it and all of that. But I'm still feeling it this morning.
I bet you are.
Oh, I ate so much of it.
Eating
delicious
bacon right before bed.
And a fresh fruit parfait.
Yeah. I love that. I had to eat it for work.
I had to eat it.
I had to eat it, maybe.
It's like, I think I took an Ambien this morning. I don't know why I'm so sleepy. It's like, I forgot about the bacon I ate right before.
And Jody was like, okay, look, you want me to just make a video of you? I said, no.
Please. No, I mean, thanks.
I look like, you know, I should be rolled down the street, you know, here. I can't move. Why would I want you taking a video?
You don't want a video of you eating cinnamon rolls and bacon right before bed.
I got a little bit of the parfait on my shirt because I mean I had to eat everything. Try it.
You're too sensitive.
I know. It's like, ooh.
Are you sure? I can put the camera in your face right now. Holy cow!
So if you're in the Charlotte area. You can order this. And don't they have a special they're donating to Peyton's Promise?
Yeah.
Riggins?
10% of every pre-order goes to Peyton's Promise, our charity.
Okay. They have an Easter lunch and brunch.
Yeah.
So just use the code
Peyton10.
Peyton10.
PAYTON 10.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is good. You know, I'm a food snob, and I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I do.
Yeah. No, their stuff is so good. Yeah, that's crazy.
But at least now I know why I'm so lethargic.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
One of the funniest things I've seen in a while that has gotten people, the overly sensitive, all upset. Is this restaurant in Thailand. And when you walk up to the restaurant, the entryway, there is a big gate kind of thing, you know, big fence. Mm-hmm. And the fence railings are different distances from each other. So whichever one you can squeeze through is the discount that you get on your meal.
Love that.
It's a skinny fence.
Yeah.
So the first one is big, and if it's the only one you can fit through, you pay full price. The next size is you get 5%, all the way up to 20% if you're super skinny and can squeeze through the last one.
I love that. That's fine. Awesome. That's fine.
I would be trying to figure out how to get through.
Yeah.
Well, there's no way I would even try. Yeah, I wouldn't even try the 5% discount one. That's the lowest one.
Yeah.
Because... I mean, is the discount worth the risk of the embarrassment? You know what I'm saying?
No. For 5% off to be humiliated and look like a boob in front of the country of Thailand? No, thanks.
Well, do you care what Thailand thinks?
Maybe not, but I don't know. The pressure would still be on if everybody's watching you squeeze through it.
But I'm saying I'm imagining it being in an American restaurant. Like they had one of these at the barbecue place or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Wouldn't bother me. I just look at it like, well, good for them. You know, they're better than I am.
Yeah.
But I don't understand people getting mad about it and saying it's fat shaming. And this, I mean, who cares?
It's Asia. They fat shame people.
Yeah.
They're way harsher than Americans are.
Yeah.
One of these things is in Korea, too. They have them in a park. It's like, yeah, see if you can fit through these bars. And like, you're not, you know, they will call you out if you're overweight.
Yeah. I might not even be able to fit through the biggest one that says full price. It says full price. Sorry.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I'm not even doing that. Just, I'll go somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they said you can have half off your meal if you weigh under this, this amount.
Yeah.
It wouldn't bother me.
No. They do that thing in Vegas at that Heart Attack Grill. They weigh you and.
Yeah. But that's because they want you to be big, right? They want you to be big. Yeah, they're not saying be little. They're saying be big.
Yeah, we need to do what they're doing over in Thailand. let's swap. I think so too.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
The Florida Gators are the top trending topic. They won the college national men's basketball championship last night, beating Houston. They called it a nail biter. And now they... I'll go back home. And I feel bad for those kids. I call them kids. They're adults. But, man, when you suffer a heartbreaking loss like that, it's just – I feel so bad for those young guys.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have sucked.
They shouldn't have sucked. Yeah, I guess there's part of that too.
Second place is just the, you know, the best of the losers.
The best of the losers. Yeah, okay. I can see that.
I don't love to think of it like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's
– I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
So they are the top trending topic. TJ, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned this already. I know you were way into the Zodiac there for about a year.
Yeah.
You were really into the Zodiac. So I'm surprised you haven't made the announcement that Mercury is no longer in retrograde. Oh, you knew that.
Yeah, I did. But since Alexis isn't here every day, then it's not as enjoyable for me to be sarcastic and make fun of the Zodiac stuff.
Oh, you were making fun of it? I thought you were genuinely into the Zodiac stuff.
Maybe I was. Maybe Mercury going out of retrograde has me acting all topsy-turvy.
Maybe.
Should I act like I like it?
Yeah, you can. What is your sign, TJ?
Virgo.
You are a Virgo. That's right, because you were born in September. A former flame may be making their way back into your good standings. Keep the conversation lighthearted before dragging up the past. Take the rekindling slow, it says.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's got something to do with Mercury's retrograde. So
that's spicy.
That is a little spicy, especially if you're married. I don't know if I like that
one. Yeah, I don't know if that works. Who'd that be?
I don't know if that's going to work.
Who'd that be?
An old flame.
An old flame. Maybe it's Keisha.
Maybe so.
That's what I was going to say.
Ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So Mercury, one of the top trending topics today.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, keep it in mind. Drastic.
Keisha, don't be trying nothing.
Yeah. Jurassic Park is trending today because people are comparing Jurassic Park to the fact that these dire wolves, these extinct wolves, have been brought back after 10,000 years of extinction. They somehow reverse engineered the DNA and created these dire wolves that are now in the United States. And what could go wrong? It's a company called Colossal Biosciences.
But nobody's seen them. They've just seen pictures that they've released.
Just seen pictures.
Big deal.
Yeah.
I can make an AI of my papa. He's been dead for years. Make people believe it's him.
Yeah. Could you?
Yeah. I could pay somebody to do it.
You could pay somebody to do it. We got more next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I heard Lindsay and TJ's wife Jody went to coffee yesterday. Tell me about that, Lindsay. Did we learn anything? What did we do?
Girls' Day.
It was a girls' day.
Yeah, we were going to a little cute little store in Langtree, but they didn't open till 10. Our favorite Lily and Grace over there. So we stopped and got coffee first at this cute little coffee shop. TJ would have hated it. It was like one of those foo-foo coffee shops, but it was so good. Where they have like weird things like lavender, honey, cardamom or whatever. Like, you know, you would have
girly stuff.
Mm-hmm. Girly stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't know y'all were conservatives, did they?
No.
They wouldn't probably might not let you in. I don't know.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Well, it was bad enough that I had a Starbucks bag with me and didn't even think about it. And I was sitting down and everyone was staring at me. And I was like, oh, I have a Starbucks bag, because that was what Jody's gift was in for her birthday.
Now, what do you got? What do y'all talk about? Do you just like gossip, or what do? You just girl chat?
Girl chat, what she was going to do in Nashville for her birthday. Why couldn't I go? You know, all the things. All the things.
Sounds awful, but I'm just kidding. I was thinking about Jody yesterday when I was watching the TJ and Jody's House podcast, which is available every Monday after noon. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, or TJRiggins.com. You guys really got into it.
Did we?
Yeah. Got into it so bad that she was basically shutting down the podcast. She said, are we done? She was not interested in hearing any more of your whatever that was. She was done. Oh, she was over
it. I loved it. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah. She said, are we done? And you said, we can be. And she's like, all right, we're done. Bye. It was great. It was pretty funny.
Suggestions of what to do while she was gone.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, and I said, every time she goes somewhere, she drops all of these little breadcrumbs about things that Aiden and I need to do while she's gone. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all could do this and y'all could do, and it's not just chores around the house. It's like, I told Aiden that y'all should go to whatever, you know, it's just the constant do this. Cause I'm not going to be here to tell you if you're going somewhere or doing something that I don't think is right. So this is what I'm going to learn. And she said, I do not do that. And then as soon as we stopped the show and I cleaned up all of the equipment and moved it and put it in its place, she said, Aiden, next week you can sit in for me since I'm not going to be here.
Yeah. She said, it's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. She doesn't care.
Would he sit in for her?
No.
Would he want to do that?
No. They never do.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.